too hard to sit in.
Resources at the end of May, and his family and friends would like for his career to end on the way.
on the last slide to say thank you. Which is the best of the best for the retirement and the future of this family. Hey, Brandon, congratulations on the retirement. Thanks for being here. All right, one last time. Let's see that arm of yours. I did, Brad.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Rainiers host the Salt Lake Bees. It is game two of a six-game series. Well, yesterday's game was the first game of the second half. We reset the standings this year with a first-half, second-half format, and the Rainiers won the opening game of the second half. They beat Salt Lake yesterday 11-6. And the Rainiers are looking for another victory today. They're going to send Darren McCacken to the mound. The right-hander makes his 13th start of the season. And McCacken is 3-3 with a 6.38 ERA. He'll be opposed by Salt Lake right-hander Chase Silseth. Silseth has been bouncing back and forth between AAA and the big leagues this year. When he's in the majors, he's a reliever for the Angels. But while he's with Salt Lake, they start him. And in seven starts for the Bees, he's 2-1 with a 3.00 ERA. So Chase Silseth on the hill for Salt Lake. Rainiers have never faced him before. And on the mound for the Rainiers, Darren McCacken, who has faced Salt Lake many times in his long career as a member of the Tacoma Rainiers. Should be a good one today, game two of this six-game series. Another day of perfect weather here in the Pacific Northwest, as it has really been nice baseball weather here so far on this homestand. Well, we'll dive into the details of yesterday's Tacoma Rainiers victory when the Rainiers pregame show continues after this.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Salt Lake Bees this evening. Game two of six. Yesterday, the Rainiers won the series opener by a final score of 11-6. They hit two homers. The Rainiers have been hitting a lot of home runs recently. But really, the story of the game yesterday was all the walks that the Rainiers batters drew from the Salt Lake Bees pitching staff. Tacoma drew 11 walks yesterday. Six of those free base runners ended up coming around to score. And that was key in yesterday's game. The Rainiers were down 4-1 early, two walks and an error, and just one hit, a two-run single by Adam Engel in the fourth, made it 4-3. Then in the fifth inning, Cade Marlowe hit a single, and Brian O'Keefe lofted a two-run homer over the left field fence, his 14th of the year, and that gave the Rainiers their first lead of the game at 5-4. They rallied for three more runs in the sixth inning, with a bases-clearing single that included an error on the throwback in. That came off the bat of Pat Valleca, made it 8-4 in the sixth inning. Jake Lamb, Seattle native, hit a two-run homer for Salt Lake in the eighth to make it 8-6, but the Rainiers got three insurance runs at the bottom of the eighth inning on a three-batter sequence that went walk, walk, homer. It was Jake Shiner who connected for the three-run homer after the two walks. So the Rainiers went on to win it 11-6 yesterday, and they hope to make it two straight wins in the second half, but what would actually be three in a row overall as the Rainiers won the final game of the first half on Sunday in El Paso, so they're trying to make a three-game winning streak here tonight against the Bees. We'll take a look at the starting lineups in tonight's game right after this.
Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Salt Lake Bees, who are 37-38 on the year. The Angels AAA club is managed by Keith Johnson. Leading off playing center field is Jordan Adams. Batting second, first baseman Trey Cabbage. Hitting third, left fielder Joe Adell. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Daniel Murphy. Hitting fifth, second baseman Michael Stefanik. Batting sixth and playing third base is Jake Lamb. Hitting seventh, the shortstop, Levon Soto. Batting eighth and doing the catching is Chris Oakey. And hitting ninth, right fielder Brett Phillips. On the mound, Chase Silseth. Silseth is 2-1 with a 3.00 ERA. Well, the Red Deers are 38-38 on the year, 1-0 in the second half. They are managed by John Russell. The Mariners AAA club's going to lead off with Sam Haggerty. Haggerty playing second base. Batting second is left fielder Cade Marlowe. Hitting third, the first baseman, Jake Shiner. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Taylor Trammell. Batting fifth and playing right field is Zach DeLoach. Hitting sixth is center fielder Adam Engel. Pedro Severino hits seventh. He does the catching. Batting eighth and playing third base is Colin Moran. And hitting ninth, shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound, Darren McCacken. McCacken's 3-3 with a 6.38 ERA. Our umpires behind home plate is Takahito Matsuda. At first base is Ben Phillips, and over at third, it's Adam Rogers. Tacoma and Salt Lake, game two of this six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start this one here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma on a beautiful Thursday evening as we get ready for a holiday weekend. Hope you have some big plans this weekend. Hope your plans include coming out to the Red Ears game at some point this weekend. We've got dueling fireworks nights coming up. We've got our regular Friday night fireworks tomorrow after the game, and then we've got the big show on Monday, July 3rd, our annual July 3rd fireworks spectacular, and also baseball to be played here on Saturday and Sunday without the pyrotechnics. So come on out to the park this weekend if you can. Darren McCacken will be here. Tonight he's working, though. He's on the mound. The Red Ears right-hander will make his 13th start of the year, 3-3 with a 6.38 ERA. And He is going to face the leadoff man, Jordan Adams of the Salt Lake Bees. Here we go. The first pitch of the game is on its way, and it is taken for a strike, and we are underway. 79 degrees, our game time temperature. And McCacken now has a problem with his PitchCom system and can't hear the instructions through the earpiece in his cap. So he's got to get that resolved, but apparently it's working now. McCacken's been a Mariners pitcher his entire pro career. Got drafted by the M's in 2017 out of Long Beach State. And his pitch is in there for a called strike to Adams, 0-2. This year he has spent most of the season with Tacoma, but he has been called up by the Mariners twice and pitched out of the bullpen for the Mariners twice this year. 0-2 pitch is inside for a ball, 1-2. His numbers, he is 3-3, the 6.38 ERA. He had a stretch of kind of rough starts in late April, early May that caused his ERA to balloon, and he's been working it down since then. So his next pitch misses for a ball, 2-2. Recently had a string of three straight outings where he pitched seven or more innings. 2-2 is a fastball down low, ball three. So full count to Adams leading things off. Now McCacken's ready, and the 3-2 pitch is low, ball four, just barely missed down low, and it's a leadoff walk for Jordan Adams to start the ball game. So now Trey Cabbage is the hitter. Cabbage, left-hand batter, one of the top sluggers in the league. He and the next man, Joe Adell, tied for the league lead with 21 home runs this year. Cabbage hitting .292, has a .367 on base percentage. Left-hand hitter. And a pitch clock violation has been called on McCacken, I believe. Maybe not. Well, it looks like the umpire called time himself. Cacken's now ready. Here's the pitch to Cabbage on its way. And this is inside for a ball. 1-0. McCacken working with Pedro Severino behind the plate. The Red Ears have Jake Shiner at first tonight. He's holding the runner on. Sam Haggerty at second base, returning to the lineup this evening. Mason McCoy at short. Colin Moran at third. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss and a change. And the count goes to 1-1. Outfield is Marlowe in left field, Engel in center, Deloach in right. Taylor Trammell, who normally is in the outfield, is DHing today. Now the 1-1 pitch is swung on and lined towards left center, and Marlowe on the move. He's going to have to go to the base of the wall to pick this one up. Adams is being waved around third. He can really run. He's going to score. Checking in at second base with a double and an RBI is Trey Cabbage. And Salt Lake is on the board. Just two batters into the game. It's 1-0. Cabbage with his 15th double of the year and 54th run batted in. So the Bees strike first. And now Joe Adell will be the hitter. Adell hitting .276 with 21 homers, 53 runs batted in. And McCacken's pitch is inside, and it deflected off of Adell and then hit Severino. And I think Adell was officially going to be ruled as having been hit by the pitch, and that's correct. It hit him on the right arm and then went down and caught Severino. Everyone's okay. But Adell hit by the pitch. So there are two on with no one out for Daniel Murphy, who had a three-run homer in the first inning in last night's game for Salt Lake. The Bees jumped out first yesterday, but the Red Ears won in the end. Murphy, the 38-year-old vet, in his seventh game with Salt Lake, and he lines one towards center, and that's going to drop for a base hit in front of Engel. Coming around third and stopping is Cabbage, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. Daniel Murphy singling to center field. Really kind of a slow and easy swing for Murphy to line that pitch up the middle. So they're loaded up for Stefanik. Not the guy you really want to see at the plate with a lot of runners on. He's hitting .348 this year. Second highest batting average in the Pacific Coast League. Bases loaded, no one out in the first inning. First four Salt Lake batters have all reached base. And McCacken's pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count to Stefanik, who was 1-for-4 with a double in last night's game. Here's the 0-1 from McCacken, and it is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. So an even count, 1-1. And the pitch is in there for a called strike, 1-2. So ball and two strikes. McCacken's pitch is up and away for a ball, 2-2. McCacken throws a fastball in the 88 to 92 range. It's got sink to it. And he uses a slider and a changeup, and command is very important for him to have success. 2-2 to Stefanik is inside, and it hit him on the left elbow. The second batter hit by a pitch this inning, and this one forces in a run. Cabbage scores. Adele takes third. Murphy to second, and Stefanik hit by the pitch. And he has an RBI. It is 2-0 Salt Lake, and still nobody out, and the bases are loaded for the Major League veteran and UW product, Jake Lamb, who's hitting .313 in 33 games for Salt Lake with 5 homers and 28 runs batted in. Left-hand hitter, he hit a homer last night. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. So McCacken's had two pitches get away from him and hit right-handed hitters on the elbow. 0-1 pitch up and away. 1-1 now to Lamb. The key here now is to try to get out of this inning without it turning into a huge inning for Salt Lake. 1-1 pitch. Called a strike with a fastball. And the count goes to 1-2. Right, here's the infield at double play depth. Now the 1-2 pitch, inside corner, called strike three. Down goes Lamb, and there's the first out at the top of the first inning. Big strikeout right there for Darren McCacken. So bases loaded, one out. Levon Soto now the batter. Left-hand hitter. Young shortstop. And the pitch from McCacken is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Soto's played in 13 games for Salt Lake this year and has hit .157. 1-0 pitch coming from McCacken. And there's a swing and a miss and a change, and that evens up the count, 1-1. So a ball and a strike to Soto. Now the pitch, fastball, called a strike, 1-2. So McCacken out ahead of the count. And the 1-2 pitch is on its way. Outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Come on, come on, come on. Now the next pitch hit in the air towards left center, shallow, and Engel is under it, the center fielder. He makes the catch. Tagging at third is Adele. Engel's throw to the plate is not in time. Adele scores. It's a sacrifice fly for Levon Soto, and it is 3-0 Salt Lake in the top of the first inning. And runners are at first and second with two outs for Chris Oakey. Oakey, right-hand hitting catcher, the number 8 man in the Salt Lake lineup. Hitting 269 with three homers, 12 runs batted in 34 games. And McCacken with a pitch. And it's a slider outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming. Swing and a miss. And that evens things up. 1-1. Now McCacken's ready. 1-1 pitch. Inside, 2 balls, 1 strike. Here comes the 2-1. And it's a slider outside, 3. Murphy at second, Stefanik at first, 2 down in the top of the first inning. And McCacken's pitch is a fastball low, 4. So they're loaded up again. Murphy heads to third. Stefanik down to second. Oakey draws the walk. And now Brett Phillips will hit. And Pedro Severino is going to go talk to Darren McCacken, who needs to have good control to be at the peak of his game. And here in the first inning, he's put 4 batters on with either walks or hit by pitches. There have been only 2 hits in this inning. Yesterday, the Red Ears drew 11 walks. We talked about that, but the Red Ears pitchers also issued 6 walks yesterday. And early returns are that we may see a whole lot of walks again tonight. Here's the pitch to Brett Phillips, and it is a fastball inside, 1. Phillips hitting 186 in 21 games for Salt Lake. Now the 1-0 is a fastball inside, 2 balls, no strikes. McCacken continuing to battle his control here in the first inning. 2-0 pitch coming to Phillips, and it's a fastball outside, 3. There is nowhere to put him, and it's 3-0. Murphy at third, Stefanik at second, and Oakey at first. 3-0 pitch to Phillips, and it is in there for a called strike, 3-1. Now McCacken with his next pitch on its way, and it's swung on and lined towards right, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Scoring from third is Murphy. Stefanik goes to third and stops there. They throw it into second. And the tag is applied on Oakey, who overran the bag. He is tagged out by McCoy for the final out of the inning. So it's a single for Brett Phillips, but Oakey is out overrunning second base, 9-6 on the play, and that closes out the top of the fourth inning. Smart play by DeLoach to fire it into McCoy on the second base bag. 4-run score, however, on 3 hits. There were no errors and 2 runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. Salt Lake 4, Tacoma coming to the plate.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Salt Lake scored four runs in the top of the first inning, and now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first here at Cheney Stadium. Sam Haggerty leading things off. Back in the lineup after missing five games while he was ill, and he takes the first pitch from Chase Silseth, and it is low for a ball, 1-0. Haggerty, switch hitter, batting left, and the pitch is taken for a called strike, 1-1. Red Ears are facing Chase Silseth for their first time ever. 11th round pick in 2021. His 1-1 pitch to Haggerty is fouled away, and the count goes to 1-2. The Angels rushed Silseth to the big leagues and got him up there last year in just his first full pro season. Went straight up from Double A in the Angels system to Anaheim. Now the pitch misses for a ball to Haggerty. This year he's bounced back and forth between AAA and the majors. 2-2 pitch. Misses ball three. Counts full to Haggerty. Haggerty in his 11th game since joining the Red Ears. 3-2 pitch on its way from Silseth. And here it comes, and it swung on and grounded up the middle, but right to LeVon Soto, the shortstop, who fields it and throws out Haggerty. And one man is out at the bottom of the first. Haggerty bounced that off the mound right to Soto, who was positioned up the middle with Haggerty batting left-handed. So now Cade Marlowe will be the hitter. Marlowe hitting .248 with seven homers. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Marlowe's been heating up recently, hitting safely in 9 of his last 10 games. 1-0 pitch, down and in, and Marlowe hops out of the way of it. Two balls, no strikes. So 2-0. And the pitch from Silseth is on its way. And it is swung on and hit in the air towards left center field. This is deep and back and off the fence. Marlowe's on his way to second base, and he's in there with a stand-up double. Marlowe going to the opposite field. And he has himself his 12th double of the year. So Marlowe has the Red Ears' first hit of the game. Nice to see him go to left center with a drive. So he's in scoring position with one out, and now Jake Shiner will be the batter. And the pitch is a breaking ball, and Shiner flinched at it enough for it to be a strike. 0-1 the count. Shiner belted his team-leading 19th homer last night. He's hitting .279, 64 runs batted in. OPS of .954. Pickoff play at second, and back in is Marlowe. Marlowe likes to try to steal. Owen won the count. Now this pitch misses for a ball. 1-1 the count to Shiner. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off. 1-2. Now time called by Oki behind the plate. Shiner back in the batter's box. Here we go. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate. Still 1-2. Once again, Silseth with his pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball. 2-2. Jake Shiner, AAA rookie this year. Originally drafted by the Phillies, traded to the Mariners when he was an A-ball for Jay Bruce, the veteran. 2-2 pitch, swung on and popped up, foul behind the plate. Oki is going to watch it land in the crowd. So Shiner still alive. Two balls, two strikes. Next pitch coming from Silseth, and it is a swing and a foul back. Still two balls, two strikes. Shiner's seeing a lot of pitches here. This next pitch will be the eighth of the plate appearance. Here comes the 2-2. And it swung on and popped up foul again behind the plate, and it's out of play again. So Shiner fouls off another one. Now Silseth again with the 2-2 pitch, the ninth pitch of this plate appearance. And it's a swing and a bouncer to the left side, and diving to field it is Lamb at third. His throw to first is in time for the out on a close play. And that's the second out of the inning, and Marlowe had to hold at second base. Diving stop by Lamb at third, and he popped up onto his feet, fired it to first. And the ump called Shiner out. So two outs and a runner at second for Taylor Trammell. And the pitch is a breaking ball inside. Trammell hitting .298, 10 homers in 28 games. Getting sort of a half day off today as the designated hitter. Now the fastball misses outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. It's 4-0 Salt Lake. We're in the bottom of the first inning. The Bees sent 9 batters to the plate in the top of the first. .20 pitch in there for a called strike. 2-1 now to Trammell. Trammell yesterday batted 5 times and didn't put a ball in play. He was 0-2 with 2 strikeouts, and he drew 3 walks. He ended up scoring 2 runs. .21 pitch on its way from Silseth. And it's a swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and counts even now, 2-2. Slider there from Silseth running in on the left-hand swinging Trammell. Silseth has hit 97 on the gun here in this first inning. Here's the 2-2, and it's down in the dirt. And it gets away from the catcher, and advancing to third is Marlowe. So the wild pitch moves the runner up. That was the split-finger fastball from Silseth. He throws that splitter, and it was down in the dirt, and Marlowe took third, getting in there ahead of the throw from catcher Chris Oakey. 3-2 to Trammell. And the pitch is high ball 4, and Trammell has drawn another walk. And the Red Ears have runners at the quarters with 2 outs for Zach Deloach. Deloach batting in this 5 spot of the order today, hitting .294 with 8 homers. .404 on base percentage. Left-hand hitter, he had a hit and 2 walks yesterday. Silseth to the plate. The runner from first takes off, and Deloach fouls it away. Trammell was on the move with the pitch. Oh, it won the count. Now the 0-1. Again, Trammell on the move. It's a swing and a miss, and no throw to second by Oakey. Trammell steals second base. So there are now 2 men in scoring position, but Deloach is behind in the count, 0-2. And the pitch is down low for a ball. 1-2. Opportunity here. A 2-out hit could cut this deficit in half in the first inning. Now the pitch is a check swing, and did he go? No, says the base umpire, Adam Rogers. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Silseth now with his 2-2, and it's swung on and fouled out of play. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Once again, Silseth with the 2-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike 3, and Deloach has struck out, and the inning is over. Raiders do not score. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. And we go to the second inning of play. It's Salt Lake 4, Tacoma nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Salt Lake's up on the Raiders 4-0. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Game 2 of the 6-game series between the Raiders and the Bees, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim's AAA affiliate. Jordan Adams was the first-round draft pick of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim back in 2018, and he's leading things off here in the second inning. And McCacken again has a problem with the PitchCom system and has to call out the catcher and the umpire to figure out what's wrong. And McCacken looking to bounce back from a first inning in which he threw 35 pitches. And there were 2 walks and 2 hit batters in that inning, 3 hits allowed. McCacken needs an equipment change now, apparently. And Brian O'Keefe comes out of the dugout and hands him a different earpiece to affix to the inside of his hat. All right, maybe we're ready for this inning to start now. McCacken is set. And here we go. The first pitch to Adams is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Adams, a AAA rookie this year. He's gotten better as the year has progressed, hitting 300 with a 910 OPS in the month of June. He takes a breaking ball for a strike, 0-2. Adams had 2 hits in the series opener yesterday. McCacken with the 0-2 pitch, and it's a slider low. 1-2. McCacken struck out 1 in the first inning. Now the pitch here is outside 2-2. And he passed Scott Acheson on the all-time Tacoma strikeout list for pitchers. He is now 6th all-time on the Tacoma strikeout list. So now here's one low and away for a ball, 3-2. Acheson pitched for the Red Ears extensively in the early 2000s. McCacken's going to reach number 5 on the all-time list pretty soon. He's only 8 behind the man who was 5th on the all-time K list. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Adams. Swing and a miss, strike 3, and McCacken adds another one to his total. One away in the second inning. McCacken with his second strikeout of this game. 347th in a Red Ears uniform. Jerry Thomas pitched for the Tacoma Giants for 3 seasons in the 1960s. A regular starter, of course, and he struck out 354 in the PCL. He's 5th on the all-time Tacoma list. Here's a foul out of play on the third base side, and into a luxury suite over my head. Owen won the count to Cabbage. Had a double to drive in a run in the first. Now he skies one high in the air to center, but this isn't going anywhere. Engel is under it, and he makes the catch, and two men are gone at the top of the second inning. So Cabbage flies to center. And now Joe Adell will be the hitter. Adell was hit by a pitch in the first inning and scored a run. So far in this series, Adell has been to the plate five times. He's 0 for 1 with three walks, and he's been hit by a pitch. And McCacken starts him off with a fastball low and away. Adell, 21 homers this year. His most recent one was an epic shot in Salt Lake City last week. 514 feet to left center in Salt Lake City. As here's one low for a ball to Adell. It was the longest homer in Salt Lake City since the tracking began, by far. 2-0 pitch is swung on and popped up, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1, and it is up high for a ball, 3-1. Pitch swung on, bounced foul, and it's a full count now, 3-2. Now Adell calls time and steps out of the batter's box. Gets back in there and is ready to hit. Three balls, two strikes, the count. And McCacken is set. Here comes the payoff pitch, and it is swung on and bounced towards short. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. And McCacken gets a bounce back inning. Three up, three down in the top of the second inning. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Salt Lake 4, Tacoma nothing.
This is Pre-tection. Yep, Pre-tection. The everyday skin protection ritual that protects your skin from mosquitoes. Pre-barbecue. Pre-playground. Pre-everything. Pre-everyday. Prevention is the best protection. This summer, make sure you have Off, the number one dermatologist recommended repellent brand. SC Johnson, a family company.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Salt Lake leads the Red Ears 4-0. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. Adam Engel, Pedro Severino, and Colin Moran to bat here against Chase Silseth. And the pitch to Engel is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Engel's hitting .326 since joining the Rainiers, 22 games. Has two homers, .383 on base percentage. And he swings and misses at a fastball, 96 on the gun. Next pitch is in for a strike. One and two to Engel. Silseth with a breaking ball for a called strike three, and Engel goes down looking in that strikeout number two for Silseth. And now Pedro Severino will be the batter. Silseth drafted by the Angels in 2021 out of the University of Arizona. He helped lead Arizona to the College World Series that year. Here's a breaking ball for a strike to Severino. Won the Pac-12 title. And the 0-1 is a swing and a foul tip, 0-2. That was his third college stop. He was, it's the modern era, the transfer era in college sports. He did a year at Tennessee, a year of the College of Southern Nevada, JUCO, and then back to Arizona for his junior year, his draft year. One ball, two strikes to Severino, and the pitch is inside. And Severino tried to hold up his swing, but the first base umpire said he didn't, so he has struck out, and that is the second out at the bottom of the second inning. He got rung up on an appeal here, and yeah, maybe he did go around on that. So that's strikeout number three for Silseth. And here comes Colin Moran, hitting .258 with four homers, .742 OPS, and the pitch to Moran is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. .10 pitch, up and away, two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 to Moran, and this pitch is a swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1. Fastball called a strike. 97 miles per hour. Two balls, two strikes to Moran. Pauses outside the batter's box for a moment while the plate umpire was cleaning the dish. Here we go. The 2-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider, and Silseth strikes out the side in the bottom of the second inning. Three up, three down, three whiffs. So we head to the third here at Cheney Stadium. It's Salt Lake 4, Tacoma nothing.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Four nothing, Salt Lake leads Tacoma. We head to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Darren McCacken on the mound. After a 35-pitch first inning, he needed just 14 pitches to get through the second. He'll face Daniel Murphy leading things off in the third. Veteran left-hand hitter. And Murphy takes up high for a ball, 1-0. Murphy this year decided that retirement was not for him. At least not yet. He retired for 2 years and then trying to come back this year. Next pitch up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Always a good hitter in the big leagues, Murphy. And he's ahead of the count here, 2-0. McCacken into his motion to the pitch. Is outside, ball three. Rio pitch outside, ball four, and McCacken walks another. So a leadoff walk here in the third. And now Michael Stefanik will be the hitter. Stefanik was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the first inning. Right-hand batter. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Now the 1-0 inside, and that almost hit Stefanik. A slider that ran up and in. So two balls, no strikes. And this pitch is fastball called a strike, 2-1. Stefanik hardly ever strikes out, but he does hit into the occasional double play. 2-1 pitch, swung on and grounded slowly to short. McCoy goes to second, there's one on to first, and it is not in time. Stefanik avoids being doubled up. So one out in the third. Murphy forced out at second base. Stefanik reaches on a fielder's choice. And now Jake Lamb will be the batter. Lamb, left-hand hitter, struck out looking in the first. And the pitch from McCacken is down in the dirt, and that gets away from Severino, and taking second base on the wild pitch is Stefanik. Now the 1-0 coming to Lamb. And this is roped down the right field line. Hooking, fair ball. It bounces in the corner and then goes up and over the fence for an automatic double. Scoring is Stefanik. It's a double and an RBI for Jake Lamb, and it is 5-0 Salt Lake. Lamb pulled this down the right field line. It hooked. Looked like it might hook foul, but it did not. It stayed fair by maybe 2 feet. And then bounced over the low fence that's actually in foul territory, right where it meets up with the base of the foul pole in the right field corner here at Cheney Stadium. That's a ground rule double here. Levon Soto now the batter, and he takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Soto hit a sac fly in the first inning. Left-hand hitter, he has spent most of this season with Double-A Rocket City. There's a pop-up into shallow left. Coming in on the ball is Marlowe. He's there, and he makes the catch. There's out number two. Soto flies to left. And now Chris Oakey is the hitter. Oakey walked in the first inning. He has just returned from a brief spell in the majors with the Angels. He's been in the big leagues in the past with the Reds last year. This was his first call up to the Angels. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to center. And that's Adam Engel's territory, and he makes the catch for the final out in the top of the third. But the walk leads to a run. One run for Salt Lake in the third on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the third inning at Salt Lake 5, Tacoma nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's been all Salt Lake so far. 5-0 Bees. Rainiers will try to work on getting back in this game here at the bottom of the third. Mason McCoy leads things off against Chase Silseth. Silseth with the pitch, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Silseth has allowed only one hit in two scoreless innings, but this will be his 45th pitch right here. One-oh to McCoy, swing and a miss. So one ball, one strike. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to left field, a high fly. Adele is underneath it, and the left fielder makes the catch, and one man is out in the bottom of the third. McCoy flies to left field. Now Sam Haggerty will bat for his second time. Switch hitter will bat left-handed against Silseth. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Silseth, last September, was involved in a no-hitter in the Double-A Southern League. So he throws a strike. Now Next pitch is swung on and lined towards left. Here comes Adele sliding, and he comes up with it. Nice catch by Adele coming in on a sinking liner off the bat of Haggerty. That's the second out in the bottom of the third, and now Cade Marlowe will be the hitter. The Angels AA team, the ridiculously named Rocket City Trash Pandas, Silseth was pitching for them last September 3rd, and it was a combined no-hitter, but he started the first no-hitter in Rocket City Trash Pandas history. The long history of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Here's a bouncer up the first baseline, right to the first base bag. It's fielded by Cabbage, and he touches the base for the out, and the inning is over. Marlowe retired. And a very quick three up, three down, bottom of the third. We go to the fourth. It is Salt Lake 5, Tacoma nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the fourth inning. It is Salt Lake 5, Tacoma nothing. Darren McCacken will face Brett Phillips, Jordan Adams, and Trey Cabbage here in the fourth inning. Phillips had an RBI single in the first. It also ended the first inning because one of the base runners, Chris Oakey, was thrown out overrunning second base. And Phillips takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Next delivery, swing and a foul back. 0-2. McCacken into his motion, and the 0-2 pitch to Phillips is up high for a ball. 1-2 now. One inside, and Phillips steps out of the way. Two balls, two strikes. Yesterday was the start of the second half in the Pacific Coast League. The standings were reset. Everyone into yesterday with a 0-0 record, as here's a liner to right, but there to make the play is Deloach reaching up and hauling it in with a little back pedal, and one man is out of the fourth inning. So one out for Jordan Adams. Rainiers won yesterday, so they're 1-0 in the second half. Oklahoma City won the first half and has already clinched a playoff spot and home field advantage, as there's a swing and a foul tip by Adams. But in the second half, they can't win a game. They're 0-1. Sugarland beat them in the second half opener yesterday, 4-3. Shea Whitcomb had three hits and scored two runs for Sugarland. Got four scoreless innings from reliever Kyle McGowan. Here's a fly to center, and coming in and making the play is Engel, and two men are out at the top of the fourth. Adams flies out to center field. And now Trey Cabbage will be the batter. El Paso beat Albuquerque last night 11-8 in a game in which, this doesn't happen very often, each team hit a grand slam. So now the pitch to Cabbage is up and away for a ball. El Paso had a grand slam from the former Rainier Jansen Witte in the third inning, his second grand slam in a week. That gave El Paso a 6-0 lead in the third. 1-0 pitch is popped up foul, and that'll go into the seats on the third base side. And then El Paso was ahead 11-4 at the bottom of the ninth inning. And Albuquerque loaded the bases for Michael Tolia, the Gig Harbor product. He had already hit a two-run homer in the game, and he hit a grand slam in the ninth. Next one outside to Cabbage. So Tolia's team lost, but he had two homers and six runs batted in yesterday. El Paso beat Albuquerque 11-8. Now a breaking ball outside. Three balls, one strike. Now grounder foul, first base side. Full count, 3-2. Five nothing Salt Lake. We're in the top of the fourth. And the payoff pitch. Down and in, ball four. Cabbage walks, and that's the fourth walk issued by McCacken this evening. Two-out walk here, and now Joe Adell comes to the plate. Also in the league last night, Reno beat Sacramento 7-2. That was at Sacramento. The Aces got a very strong start from Slade Ciccone, who went six innings and allowed just one run, didn't walk anybody, and struck out seven. Now the runner goes. The pitch is a check swing foul tip, and that got Severino. And no, it actually hit Adell and then hit Severino. That's the exact same thing that happened when Adell was hit by a pitch in the first inning. So Adell being awarded first base. And taking second is Cabbage. That's the third batter that McCacken has hit with a pitch tonight. Four walks and three hit batters. Now Daniel Murphy is the hitter. McCacken is set, and the pitch is swung on and fouled into the seats on the third base side. That's strike one. Nice catch by a fan. One other game yesterday, Vegas hit three homers and beat visiting Round Rock 7-5. Now McCacken with the 0-1 pitch to Murphy, and it's a swing and a miss at a high fastball. Vegas had homers hit last night by Tyler Soderstrom, his 17th, Cody Thomas, his 17th, and Jordan Diaz hit his 6th. Round Rock has the former Rainier and Mariner Brad Miller on a rehab assignment. He hit one out last night. 0-2 pitch, just barely inside. One ball, two strikes to Daniel Murphy. And The 1-2 swung on, grounded to first. Fielded by Shiner, and he tosses it to McCacken, covering first base for the putout, and the inning is over. Salt Lake does not score in the top of the fourth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth at Salt Lake 5, Tacoma nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Five nothing, Salt Lake leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Jake Shiner leads things off for the Red Ears, and the pitch from Chase Silseth is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Silseth has retired seven straight Tacoma batters. Here's a grounder, left side in the hole with a backhand is Soto, but he has no play. Shiner is aboard with an infield single to get things started at the bottom of the fourth inning. Ball was hit between short and third, and Soto tried to step onto the outfield grass, get down low, and backhand the ball, and he was hoping to pop up on his feet and make a throw to first, but the whole pop-up on his feet part never actually happened. And it's an infield hit for Shiner. Second hit of the game for the Red Ears, and now Taylor Trammell will bat. Prior to that hit right now by Shiner, Trammell was the last Red Ear to reach base. He walked in the first inning. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Now, still has not put a ball in play in this series. 0 for 2 with four walks. Turning a throw to first. Shiner dives back in safely. Rainier's down 5-0, but it's still early in this game. Yesterday, they overcame an early 4-1 deficit. 0-1 pitch. Check swing. And he went, says the base umpire. And it's 0-2 to Trammell, who was disappointed by that call. And the pitch is in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. Here comes the 1-2. Down in the dirt, two balls, two strikes. 2-2. Fouled back. Fastball up, and Trammell fouled it back to the screen. Still two balls, two strikes to the Red Ears DH today, Taylor Trammell. And the next pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him with a slider, and there's the first out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Silseth with his fifth strikeout. And now Zach DeLoach will be the hitter. Silseth getting close to 60 pitches. He usually throws in the 75 to 80 range. So here's a breaking ball in there for a strike. Owen won the count. Now a throw to first, and back in with a dive is Shiner. Now the 0-1 pitch swung out and hit in the air to left field. This has a chance. Back it goes. Adele at the fence. Can't get it. It's gone. Zach DeLoach with an opposite field 2-run homer, and the Red Ears are on the board. It's Salt Lake 5, Tacoma 2. DeLoach lines one out of here to left field, his ninth homer of the season, and the El Paso trip got his power stroke going. He hit three homers in Texas last week. He has four homers now in his last seven games. So Zach DeLoach puts the Red Ears on the scoreboard. Two-run shot, and now Adam Engel is the hitter, and he bounces one towards third, backhanded by the veteran Lamb, and he straightens up and throws to first and gets Engel for the second out at the bottom of the fourth inning. So Engel with a chopper to Jake Lamb for out number two. Now Pedro Severino is the hitter. Well, the Red Ears now with at least one home run in eight consecutive games. So now here's a pitch inside to Severino. One-oh pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike, 1-1. Now grounder towards third, foul. 1-2 to Pedro Severino. The 1-2, down in the dirt, two balls, two strikes. Time called by Severino right when the pitcher, Silseth, started to go into his motion. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is outside of the dirt, ball three. So full count now to Severino. Here comes the 3-2, and it's swung on and hit well towards center field. Going back is Adams, and he drifts towards right center, and he makes the catch. And there is the final out in the bottom of the fourth. Red Ears get two runs back, two runs on two hits, including Zach DeLoach's ninth home run of the season. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the fifth inning. It's Salt Lake 5, Tacoma 2.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. you want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at PropelInsurance.com.
Salt Lake 5, Tacoma 2 is our score. We go to the fifth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Michael Stefanik, Jake Lamb, and Levon Soto to bat this inning against Aaron McCacken. McCacken has thrown 80 pitches through 4 innings in an uncharacteristically wild performance so far. We'll see if he can settle down, get through this fifth. He's ready to face Stefanik, who's 0 for 1 with it. He's been hit by a pitch. He has a run scored and an RBI, and he takes the first pitch low and away for a ball, 1-0. Yeah, the 1-0 is swung on, grounded to third. That's scooped up by Moran, and he throws to first in time for the out, and one man's gone at the top of the fifth inning. Stefanik grounds out to third. And now Jake Lamb will be the hitter. We have a couple of control experts going head-to-head in tomorrow's matchup here at Cheney Stadium. Veteran starting pitchers with tremendous command and both with great changeups. Tommy Malone for the Rainiers, Cesar Valdez for the Bees. So here's one inside to Lamb for a ball, 1-0. In there for a strike, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Pretty sure they're the two oldest starting pitchers in the PCL tomorrow. Well, Valdez is 38 and Malone 36. So here's a foul back by Lamb. 1-1, 1-2 the count. One-two pitch coming. And it is swung on and hit in the air to straightaway center field. Going back on it is Engel. Room to operate out there, and he makes the catch, and Lamb is retired on a deep fly ball to center. So two down in the fifth. And now Levon Soto is the hitter. He's 0 for 1 with a sac fly and an RBI. McCacken into his motion, and the pitch is swung on and bounced to the right of the mound. McCacken off the hill has it, and he underhands the ball to Soto for the out at first base. And that wraps up the top of the fifth. McCacken sets down the side, and I think that was just 7 pitches there in the top of the fifth inning. He needed an inning like that. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth. It's Salt Lake 5, Tacoma 2.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more.
Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Salt Lake 5, Tacoma 2. Colin Moran, Mason McCoy, and Sam Haggerty to bat. It was 5-0. The Red Ears got two back last inning on a Zach Deloach two-run homer. See if they can chip away at it some more here in the fifth. Moran settling into the batter's box. He's been swinging a hot bat lately, hitting safely in 10 of his last 11 games. And the pitch from Silseth is a heater in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now Silseth with the 0-1 pitch, and it's down in the dirt for a ball, 1-1. Silseth now at 70 pitches. There's action in the Tacoma bullpen. Nothing brewing yet in the Salt Lake pen, although some guys are starting to stretch and loosen up out there. 1-1 pitch to Moran, swing and a foul in the batter's box. Hit it off his own leg, and it's 1-2. Moran walking that off. He got it right off the inside of his right knee. So Moran steps back into the batter's box now. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and bounced to the right of the mound. Off the hill is Silseth, and he'll throw to first for the out, and one man is gone in the bottom of the fifth. After fouling that ball off his right knee, Moran didn't want to sprint down the line there. So one down, and here's Mason McCoy, who flied out to left field his first time up. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a fastball. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. McCoy pauses outside the batter's box now. O-2 pitch. Outside. One ball, two strikes. And now a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a split finger fastball. And that's strikeout number six for Silseth. And Sam Haggerty will be next. If you joined us late, Salt Lake sent nine men to the plate in the first inning and scored four runs, mostly due to walks and hit batters. And then they added another run in the third on Jake Lamb's RBI double. Now, a swing and a foul out of play by Haggerty. The Red Ears had just one hit the first three innings, but then in the fourth, Jake Shiner hit an infield single, and with one out, Zach Deloach lined a two-run homer to the opposite field, his ninth of the year. That made it 5-2, which is where we are now in the bottom of the fifth. Next pitch is in the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike to Haggerty. Now the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. One-two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, got him with a slider. Haggerty has struck out, and that is strikeout number seven for Silseth, and it closes out the fifth inning. Three up, three down, Rainiers go in order, and we're headed to the sixth inning. It's Salt Lake 5, Tacoma 2.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the sixth inning. It's Salt Lake 5, Tacoma 2. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Juan Ten, in from the pen. He's in relief of Darren McCacken. McCacken went five innings, allowed four hits, five runs all earned, walked four, three hit batters, two strikeouts. So 10 will work on Chris Oakey, and the pitch is in there for a strike. This is 10's seventh appearance since being optioned to Tacoma. Next pitch in for a strike. 0-2 the count. Well, 1-2 the count, pardon me. Now a swing and a bouncer towards short. Backhand pickup by McCoy. Slings it to first in time for the out. Nice play, Mason McCoy. A difficult play turned by the shortstop, McCoy, to just barely get Oakey at first base for the first out at the top of the sixth inning. Now here's one down and in for a ball. Now one's inside. 2-0 the count to Brett Phillips. This pitch is outside, ball three. And now it's called strike to Phillips, who was taken all the way. Looks like the Red Ears are going to get into the Salt Lake bullpen next inning. They have action. So there's a swing and a miss. And it's 3-2 now to Phillips. Good fastball there from 10. And a bouncer foul now, first base side. Still 3-2 to Brett Phillips, major league veteran. But, of course, spent a lot of time in the minors on his way up to the big leagues. And he recently hit his 100th career minor league homer. 3-2 pitch is up and away, ball four. And Phillips' 100th career minor league home run was an inside the Parker in Salt Lake City. Jordan Adams now the hitter. Oh for two with a walk and a run scored. And the pitch from 10 is taken outside for a ball. Pickoff throw to first and back in safely is Phillips. Now a swing and an end of the bat looper into right field for a base hit. Phillips goes to second and stops there. Throw comes into second base from DeLoach. And Jordan Adams has Salt Lake's fifth hit of this night. And his first. There are two on with one out for Trey Cabbage. So the Bees have runners on for their two big sluggers, Cabbage and Adele. Now a swing and an end of the bat fly into shallow left, and that's going to drop for a hit in front of Marlowe. Around third is Phillips. He's headed home. The throw to the plate, not in time. Scoring is Phillips. Adams stops at second. It's an RBI single on the first pitch swinging Trey Cabbage, and Salt Lake now leads 6-2. And here comes Joe Adell. Adell is 0-for-1 with a ground out to shortstop, but he's twice been hit by a pitch in this game. Ten fires, and it is a fastball call to strike, 0-1. One pitch coming. And there's a called strike. It's 0-2. And this pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider. And down goes Adell for the second out of the inning. Big out right there for 1-10. So two down. And now Daniel Murphy will be the hitter. Designated hitter, Daniel Murphy. Murphy's 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, and a run scored. Left-hand hitter on 10's pitch is up and away for a ball.
Number
Runners with their leads. Adams at second and Cabbage at first. And the pitch misses for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Quick visit to the mound from Severino. Now the 2-0 pitch coming. And it's an off-speed pitch in there for a called strike, 2-1. There goes the runners, double steal. Pitch is outside, throw goes into left field. And Adams will score all the way from second. And holding at second base is Cabbage. The throw from Severino went flying right past Colin Moran and went into left field. So Adams gets credited for stealing third. And then he goes home on a throwing error, and Cabbage steals second, his 22nd steal of the year. Adams has 23 steals this year. It is 7-2, and the 3-1 pitch is outside, ball four. Murphy walks, and runners are at first and second with two outs for Michael Stefanik. So the Bees lead 7-2. We're in the sixth inning. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. And now there's one inside for a ball. 1-1 to Stefanik. One pitch, slider outside, 2-1. Now, called strike with a sinker. Two balls, two strikes to Michael Stefanik. Pitch rolled into right field between first and second. A base hit. Around third is Cabbage. The throw from Deloach is offline. Cabbage scores. It's an RBI single for Stefanik, and Salt Lake leads 8-2. It's been all Bees tonight. Michael Stefanik with the RBI single, his second ribby of the night, 39th of the year. Jake Lamb will be the eighth man to come to the plate for Salt Lake here in the top of the sixth inning. Lee's 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI. And Ten's pitch is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. One pitch down and in. One ball, one strike. One pitch outside, two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch, is lined into right field, another base hit. Coming around third is Murphy, and they stop him at third base as Deloach fires home. It's a single for Lamb to load the bases with two outs. And Levon Soto will be the ninth man to bat here at the top of the sixth inning. So Lamb with a sharp single to right field. He is at first, Stefanik at second, Murphy at third. And here's Soto, who's 0 for 2 with a sac fly and an RBI. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. First pitch slider from 10. Now a swing and a little bouncer, slowly hit to first. That's fielded by Shiner, and he takes it to the bag for the out, and the inning is over. But three-run score for Salt Lake in the top of the sixth inning. Three runs on four hits. There was a Tacoma error and three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Salt Lake 8, Tacoma 2.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Salt Lake 8 to Tacoma 2. New pitcher for the Bees, the former Rainier, Zach Weiss, is in from the Salt Lake bullpen. Weiss 2-1 with a 5.53 ERA in AAA this year, and his first pitch to Cade Marlowe is called a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 swung on and yanked foul down the right field line. Count goes to 0-2. Weiss has spent most of the season with Salt Lake, but he did get called up briefly by the Angels and has pitched in two major league games this year. With the Bees in 20 games, he has struck out 36 batters in 27 and two-thirds innings. Next pitch grounded foul by Marlowe, still 0-2. He's on in relief of Chase Silseth, who went five, allowed three hits and two runs, walked one, struck out seven. O-2 pitch to Marlowe is up high for a ball, 1-2. Weiss was a key reliever for the Red Ears 2021 league championship team. Now the pitch up high, 2-2. Two-two pitch coming. Nope, time called. Now back in the batter's box is Marlowe. There's one inside, ball three. Three-two pitch coming, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and Marlowe has struck out one away in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jake Shiner now the batter. He had an infield single in the fourth, one for two with a run scored. Here's the pitch, and it's inside for a ball. Zach Weiss from Irvine, California, then played college ball at UCLA. 1-0 pitch is hit in the air towards right center, but not deep. And it's the right fielder Phillips over to make the catch. Two men are gone at the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Taylor Trammell will be the hitter. Trammell has walked and struck out today. He's 0 for 1. Here's the pitch, and it is a fastball called a strike across the belt. Now a swing and a foul out of play. Rainiers have Ryder Ryan warming up in the pen. Looks like he's going to come in for the seventh inning. No balls, two strikes to Trammell. And the pitch is down low. One ball, two strikes. Now the pitch is down low, 2-2. And the pitch is swung on, grounded, foul. First base side past first base coach Ty Kelly. Former Rainiers player in his first year as a coach. Now the pitch is up high, ball three. So full count, three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is high, ball four. Another walk for Trammell. And that is eight plate appearances in this series without putting a ball in play for Trammell. He's 0 for 3 with three strikeouts and five walks. Now Zach Deloach is the batter. He hit the two-run homer in the fourth, and he swings and misses at an off-speed pitch. Owen won the count. Next pitch coming. Swing and a miss at a heater. 0-2 now. And Deloach steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now a swing and a bouncer to first. That's fielded by Cabbage, and he touches the first base bag for the out, and the inning is over. So DeLoach bounces out, and the Rainiers do not score against Zach Weiss. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left. We go to the seventh. It is Salt Lake 8, Tacoma 2.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, Salt Lake leading the Rainiers 8-2 as we go now to the seventh inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. And Rainiers bringing a new pitcher. Ryder Ryan is ready to go to work. He'll face Chris Oakey, Brett Phillips, and Jordan Adams. He's in relief of Juan Ten, who went one inning, allowed four hits and three runs all earned with two walks and one strikeout. So Ryan on the hill, and he's ready to face Chris Oakey, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Ryan 3-2 with a 4.28 ERA in 22 appearances this season. Now the 0-1 pitch is coming to Oakey, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. We're going to take a look at our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Cover some games that happened last night. Last night was a really good night on the Mariner Farm. All four full season teams opening up the second half of the season. So here's one in for a called strike to Oakey, and down he goes. Ryan strikes out the first batter he faces. One out in the top of the seventh inning, and now Brett Phillips will be the hitter. All four Mariners affiliates that played yesterday won their games. It was a full sweep in the organization in the minor leagues. Rainiers won here last night. Double-A Arkansas won a home game. Series of swing and a miss by Phillips, strike one. Arkansas beat Springfield 6-2. Beat the Cardinals affiliate. Center fielder Jonathan Classe was going to the Futures game this weekend. He was 3-for-4 with a double and an RBI. I said this weekend. The Futures game is next weekend. Let's get that right. Futures game will be at T-Mobile Park on Saturday. 1-1 pitch. Fouled away. 1-2. So Class A, three hits yesterday. And they had a good start from Sean Semple, who is new to the organization, just signed to help the double-A starting rotation. He allowed one run on two hits over five innings yesterday. Got the win. Here's a swing and a foul, and that got a piece of Severino behind the plate. 1-2 to Phillips. Also winning last night on the farm, Advanced Class A Everett, the Aqua Sox. They beat Eugene 9-4. The Mariners have two prospects going to the All-Star Futures game. Sears is swinging a foul out of play. Class A from AA Arkansas. The other one is the Everett Aqua Sox catcher, Harry Ford. He had a big game yesterday. He was 3-for-5 with all three of his hits being doubles. And he scored two runs and drove in another. One-two pitch coming now to Phillips. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Ryder Ryan to start the seventh inning. Two away, and now Jordan Adams will be the hitter. Aqua Sox also had a nice game from outfielder Alberto Rodriguez, who has had a very solid season so far. And he had three hits yesterday with two doubles and a triple. And he drove in three runs. Swinging a foul here by Jordan Adams, strike one. Our favorite Everett Aqua Sox player, the shortstop Axel Sanchez, hit a three-run homer. I just want a player named Axel here someday. That's all I want. 0-1 pitch to Adams is down and in for a ball, 1-1. Looking at that box score, I noticed that the Everett Aqua Sox opponent last night, Eugene, the Giants affiliate, they had a rehabbing Donovan Walton in the starting lineup yesterday, coming back from shoulder surgery. There's a swing and a miss by Adams. So if Walton is on his way back, he could be back with AAA Sacramento by the time the Rainiers go down there after the All-Star break. One-two pitch. Outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes to Adams. Ryder Ryan trying to strike out the side here. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Adams. And it's swung on and fouled away. Low A Modesto also won last night. They went on the road at San Jose, beat the San Jose Giants 6-4. Game was tied 4-4 in the ninth, and last year's first-round draft pick, Cole Young, hit a go-ahead two-run homer in the ninth inning, his fourth homer of the year. 2-2, swing and a fly to right. That's going to carry directly to Deloach, who makes the catch. Adams is out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down at the top of the seventh inning. Couple of strikeouts for Ryder Ryan. And we go to the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium with the score, Salt Lake 8, Tacoma 2.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At Renewal by Andersen, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyandersen.com.
Had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. Salt Lake leading Tacoma 8-2. Adam Engel to lead things off for the Red Ears at the bottom of the seventh inning. And the first pitch from new pitcher Gerardo Reyes misses up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Reyes on in relief of Zach Weiss, who tossed a scoreless inning with one walk and one strikeout. Reyes' next pitch is in tight a little bit. Two balls, no strikes. Adam Engel looking to reach base for his first time tonight. He's 0-2. And the pitch from Reyes is a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. Reyes in his 24th appearance for Salt Lake this year. He's 3-2 with a 4.68 ERA. 36 strikeouts in 25 innings for Reyes. Now, breaking ball is in there for a called strike. 2-2. Reyes now with a 2-2, and it's a fastball low. Mile-per-hour fastball right there from Reyes. And the 3-2 is a called strike three. Got him with a slider, and Engel goes down looking. One out of the seventh. And now Severino is the batter. Well, Salt Lake pitching tonight has been much improved after last night when they walked 11 Rainiers. Tonight they have walked just two. And the Rainiers only have three hits in this game so far. Here's Severino. He's 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. And he swings and hits one in the air to center. There's Jordan Adams lining it up. And he squeezes it for the out. And two men are gone in the bottom of the seventh inning. And that'll bring Colin Moran to the plate. Moran's 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out so far. Taps the end of the bat on home plate and looks out towards Reyes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Well, one pitch. Called a strike. Oh, and two down. Steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now he's back in there and ready to hit. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. That is strike three. And Moran has struck out and That does it for the Red Ears in the seventh. Three up, three down with two strikeouts. Gerardo Reyes makes quick work of the Red Ears. We head to the eighth. It is Salt Lake 8, Tacoma 2.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Salt Lake leading the Red Ears 8-2. We go to the eighth inning of play. Ryder Ryan beginning a second inning of relief work. He retired the side in order of the seventh. Here's his first pitch to Trey Cabbage, and it's taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Cabbage has been one of the top performers in the PCL this year. 21 homers, 22 stolen bases, and we just hit the halfway point yesterday as there's a swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Second ever 2020 player in Salt Lake's franchise history. Joining Terry Evans. Last year, Mason McCoy became the Rainiers' first ever 2020 player. Here's a fly to center off the bat of Cabbage, and Adam Engel makes the catch, and one man is out in the top of the eighth inning. Cabbage is a minor league free agent the Angels signed this past winter. He'd been in the Twins system. Signed 2 years ago with the Angels, pardon me. This is his second year in the Angels farm system. First pitch to Adele, misses for a ball, 1-0. Adele's 0-for-2 and has been twice hit by a pitch tonight. 1-0, bounced back towards Ryder Ryan. He handles it and tosses over to first for the out, and two men are gone at the top of the eighth inning. Really quickly, Ryder Ryan records a couple of outs. And now Murphy will be the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a single and two walks. Murphy steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming, fouled away, and the count's even, 1-1. Tomorrow night's game starts at 7:05. It'll be our first of two fireworks nights on this homestand. As the pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. If you can't make it out for our July 3rd fireworks extravaganza, well, tomorrow is your next best move. 2-1 pitch, lined foul down the first baseline. 2-2 the count to Murphy. Now this pitch is down low for a ball. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off on the third base side. Still 3-2. A swing and a fly towards a shallow left center, and here's Barlow in to make the catch, and that does it for Salt Lake at the top of the eighth inning. Daniel Murphy flies out to the left fielder, three up, three down, and we go to the bottom of the eighth inning here in Tacoma. It's Salt Lake 8, Tacoma 2.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. New pitcher for Salt Lake, Jonathan Diaz in from the pen. He's in relief of Gerardo Reyes, who pitched a three up, three down seventh inning with two strikeouts. So the new pitcher, Diaz, is 5-0 this year with a 2.92 ERA. This is his 25th appearance from the Salt Lake pen. Good stats across the board for Diaz. Here's his pitch to Mason McCoy, and it's called a strike, 0-1. Diaz, 26 years old. Lefty from Venezuela. 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-2. Diaz, in 37 innings this year, has struck out 41 and walked 11. And now he's having trouble with his PitchCom system. Oh, and 2 the count to McCoy. And the pitch is low. 1-2. Pitches inside, 2-2. 2-2 coming. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. And that's the 11th strikeout for Salt Lake pitching tonight. One out in the bottom of the eighth. Now Sam Haggerty is the hitter. Other than that Deloach homer, the Red Ears offense has been missing tonight. Just three hits. Here's the pitch to Haggerty, and it's bounced foul. Strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch. In for a called strike. 0-2. Now here's one outside, 1-2. Starters were announced for the Major League All-Star game today. Texas Rangers have four starters for the American League. So here's a bouncer back towards the mound. That's fielded by Diaz, and he'll turn and throw to first and get Haggerty for the second out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. Six of the nine starters for the American League are from the AL West. You've got four Rangers, catcher Jonah Heim, second baseman Marcus Semien, shortstop Corey Seager, and third baseman Josh Young. That's three of the four infielders are from Texas. So here's a pitch inside to Marlowe. And then two Angels, of course, Trout and Ohtani. So now the 1-0 to Marlowe. In there for a strike. And then two Rays are starters, Randy Arozarena and Yandy Diaz at first base. And then Judge rounds it out. I don't think Judge will be playing, though. So here's a swing and a foul back. Judge is currently injured, and no timetable for his return, so it seems unlikely he'll play in the All-Star game a week from Tuesday. One-two pitch to Marlowe. And it's outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch. Low and away. Ball three to Marlowe. So he's worked a full count. Payoff pitch on its way. And it's low, ball four, and Marlowe draws a two-out walk at the bottom of the eighth inning. And now Jake Shiner is the batter. Shiner's 1-for-3 with an infield single so far. The National League All-Star team is headlined by Mookie Betts and Ronald Acuna Jr. So here's one down and in for a ball. Freddie Freeman also in there as a starter. Another future Hall of Famer, in all likelihood, Nolan Arenado from the Cardinals. Now the 1-0 to Shiner is outside, 2-0. Other starters in the National League include Sean Murphy, the catcher from the Braves, Luis Arraez from the Marlins, who's making the 400 run. 2-0 pitch, fouled away. Orlando Arcia from the Braves is the starting shortstop. J.D. Martinez from the Dodgers is the DH. And then feel-good story, Corbin Carroll, the rookie outfielder for the Diamondbacks, voted to start the All-Star game in his hometown in Seattle. 2-1 pitch to Shiner is high, ball three. 3-1 pitch. Misses ball four. Back-to-back walks issued with two outs. Taylor Trammell coming to the plate now. Maybe he'll pop one out of the ballpark and the Red Ears will be back in the game. Currently down by six with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Trammell settles into the batter's box. He's 0 for 1 with a strikeout and two walks tonight. Left versus left here. Diaz's pitch is a slider outside. Ball one. Now, Diaz is ready. Here's the 1-0, and it's a swing and a foul at the plate. Counts even 1-1. One one pitch from Diaz. Slider called a strike, 1-2. Nolan Blackwood loosening up in the Rainier's pen. Looks like he'll have the ninth. One ball, two strikes to Trammell. Two on, two out. Diaz with the pitch, and it is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Next pitch coming. Fastball called, strike three on the inside edge, and Trammell goes down looking, and that wraps up the bottom of the eighth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, two men left on base, and we head to the ninth. It is Salt Lake 8, Tacoma 2.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Salt Lake 8 to Tacoma 2. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Nolan Blackwood, takes over in the top of the ninth inning. He's on in relief of Ryder Ryan, who went two perfect innings, six up, six down with two strikeouts. Excellent job by Ryan today. Blackwood's first pitch to Stefanik is in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Stefanik, one for three with a single. Hit by a pitch, driven in two. He hits one in the air down the right field line, but it slices foul and goes out of play. Blackwood appearing in his 28th game. He ties, among others, Taylor Williams for third in the league in relief appearances this year. Oh, to the count to Stefanik, and there's a swing and a liner into left center field. Base hit for Stefanik, his second hit of the game, a leadoff single in the ninth. That's hit number nine for Salt Lake tonight. All singles and doubles.
Number 15, Jake Lamb.
Now Jake Lamb is the batter. He's two for four with a single and a double. Pitch is in there for a strike, going one the count to Lamb. Oh, one pitch, bounced foul there, strike two. So Blackwood getting ahead of Lamb 0-2. O-2 pitch coming. And that dips down low. One ball, two strikes. One-two pitch. Called, strike three. Got him. And there's the first out of the top of the ninth inning. Blackwood freezes Jake Lamb. And now Levon Soto is the batter.
Levon Soto.
Soto's 0 for 3 with a sac fly and an RBI. And the pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a grounder that is into right center field. That's a base hit. Going to second is Stefanik, and he's around second and heads to third. A single for Soto, and runners are at the quarters with one out in the top of the ninth inning for Chris Oakey, the catcher. So Soto reaches with a single. And now Chris Oakey stands in. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Oh, one pitch, low and away, one ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 is outside, 2-1. So two balls, one strike to Oakey. Blackwood trying to get a double play grounder here. The pitch is outside, and Severino really had to lean out there to get that one. Three balls, one strike. Three-one pitch, swing and a miss, and the count goes full now, 3-2. Blackwood, the submariner comes set, and the 3-2 pitch swung on, bounced towards third, a two-hopper right off the glove of Moran at third base, and it goes into left field. Stefanik scores. Soto is safe at second, and aboard on the air is Oakey. Moran had it go right off his glove.
The batter, Kirk Phillips.
He was going to try to go around the horn with see if he might get a double play. Instead, no outs recorded. Hokie will get an RBI there, I believe. Phillips now at the plate, and the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch to Brett Phillips, down low, 2 balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0, chopped slowly to short. McCoy with a backhand pickup, and he slings it to first to get Phillips for the second out of the inning. Soto takes third, and Oki is now at second.
Center fielder Jordan Adams.
And now Jordan Adams will be the batter. In the bottom of the ninth, the Raiders' scheduled hitters are Deloach, Engel, and Severino. Pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a grounder right side, and that's fielded by Haggerty, and he throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. So Salt Lake tacks on a run in the ninth on 2 hits. There was a Tacoma error and 2 runners left on. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It is Salt Lake 9, Tacoma 2.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, we head to the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Raiders have a lot of work cut out for them here if they're going to make this interesting. It is Salt Lake 9, Tacoma 2. But you never know. The Raiders have definitely fought hard in the ninth inning of games when they're trailing by a lot this year. They've had some big comebacks and some near comebacks. See what happens here tonight. Jonathan Diaz, first pitch to Zach Deloach, and it's in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Deloach hit the 2-run homer in the fourth for the Raiders' only runs so far tonight. 0-1 pitch, called a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. So Deloach is behind in the count, no balls, 2 strikes. Next pitch coming, and it is outside. 1 ball, 2 strikes. And Diaz throws again, and there's a bouncer foul, first base side. Still a ball and 2 strikes to Deloach. And the next pitch from Diaz, swung on, grounded foul. down the first baseline again. Still one ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2. Breaking ball called, strike three. Just barely caught the inside to bottom corner of the zone to Deloach, and that's the first out at the bottom of the ninth inning. Third strikeout for Jonathan Diaz. And now Adam Engel is the hitter. Pitch to Engel, misses high for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a chopper to third, and it's gloved by Lamb, and he throws out Engel at first base, and the Red Ears are down to their last out. Two away in the ninth. They need the old 8-run homer right here. I'm sure that that's possible. Severino, the hitter. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. One oh coming. Up high. Two balls, no strikes. And the 2-0 coming from Diaz. High ball three. Severino well out ahead of the count now, 3-0. Pitch is ball four. So Severino draws the walk. Third walk issued by Diaz. And the Red Ears have a base runner with two outs in the ninth. And Colin Moran will be next. Moran's 0 for 3 with two strikeouts and a ground out. Left versus left here. Diaz with his pitch, and it's swung on and crushed to right field. Deep, back, and gone. Colin Moran with a 2-run homer to right field. He was sitting first pitch slider. He got one, and he roped it out of here to right field. Moran going deep for his fifth time this season. And he just extended his little hitting streak to six straight games. And 11 of the last 12, he has hit safely in. Oh, a two-run shot for Moran. Mason McCoy is the batter. Rainiers have now hit 23 homers in the last eight games. Pitch to McCoy is a swing and a miss. And they've had two or more homers in eight consecutive games. Next pitch, swung on and bounced out in front of the plate, off the mound to pick it up, Diaz, and he throws to first for the out, and that's the ball game. Bees win it, 9-4, the final score. Rainiers hit a pair of two-run homers, but Salt Lake took advantage of some wildness by Rainiers pitchers, and they rolled to the victory today to even up this series at a game apiece as we go to game three tomorrow night. At 7:05. Salt Lake wins at 9-4. We'll recap it in the Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Salt Lake jumped out early tonight and coasted to a 9-4 victory over the Tacoma Rainiers in the second game of this series, evening up the series at a game apiece. Darren McCacken started for Tacoma today, and he was uncharacteristically wild, walking the leadoff man Jordan Adams on a full-count pitch. Trey Cabbage followed with an RBI double. Then McCacken hit Joe Adell with a pitch. Daniel Murphy then hit a single to center, loading the bases with no one out. Michael Stefanik was next, and McCacken hit him with a pitch, forcing in a run and making it 2-0. After a strikeout of Jake Lamb, Levon Soto hit a sac fly, bringing in Adell to make it 3-0. And then McCacken walked Chris Oakey, loading up the bases. And Brett Phillips hit an RBI single, bringing in Murphy, making it 4-0 in the first inning. And they added another run in the third, a leadoff walk and an RBI double by Jake Lamb made it 5-0. McCacken today in five innings allowed five runs all earned. He walked four and hit three batters with pitches. Seven batters put on base by McCacken, who's normally not wild, but he was today. Rainiers got two runs back in the fourth against the Salt Lake starter Chase Silseth when Jake Shiner reached on an infield single to start the inning. And with one out, Zach DeLoach hit an opposite field line drive two-run homer to left field. His ninth homer of the year, his fourth homer in his last seven games. And that made it 5-2 in the fourth inning. Right here's brought in Juan Ten to pitch the sixth inning. And he allowed three runs on a walk, a couple of singles, including an RBI single by Trey Cabbage, and then another walk and an RBI single by Michael Stefanik. And it was 8-2 in the sixth inning. Rainiers did not get a hit after DeLoach's two-run homer in the fourth until the ninth. It was 9-2 by the time the ninth rolled around. And at that point, with two outs in the bottom of the ninth, Pedro Severino drew a four-pitch walk. And Colin Moran gave a thrill to the fans who stuck around to the bitter end, launching a two-run homer to right field, his fifth of the year. That made it 9-4, but that would be our final score tonight. Final totals for Salt Lake, 9 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left 10 on base. Tacoma, 4 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors, left 5 on base. Winning pitcher is Chase Silseth. He is 3-1. Loss goes to McCacken. He's 3-4. Time of the ballgame was 2 hours and 39 minutes, and the attendance, 4,066. Salt Lake's back to 500 on the year at 38-38. The Rainiers fall to 38-39. Game three of this six-game series is tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. The Rainiers are going to send Tommy Malone to the mound against Cesar Valdez. We'll start the pregame show up at 6.55. Salt Lake wins at 9-4. Stick around. The Major League Baseball scoreboard is coming up next.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Salt Lake beats Tacoma tonight, 9-4 the final. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. No Mariners game today. They're back in action tomorrow against Tampa Bay up north here, and that'll be a three-game series going through the weekend. There were a handful of games in the big leagues today, though. In the American League, Detroit beat Texas 8-5 as Spencer Torkelson hit two homers and drove in four runs to lead the Tigers to the victory on the road. Kansas City and Cleveland in KC went to the 10th inning, tied 2-2. Cleveland scored a run at the top of the 10th inning when Jose Ramirez stole home. But then the Royals won the game at the bottom of the 10th inning when pinch hitter Freddie Fermin hit a two-run double to walk him off. Royals beat the Guardians 4-3. The Yankees pitched a perfect game against Oakland yesterday. Today, the A's scored some early runs, but the Yankees, trailing 3-2 after 5, decided to get serious, and they scored eight runs in the top of the sixth inning. Beat the A's 10-4 was the final. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa drove in three runs for the Yankees today. Another big inning was a factor in Anaheim. The White Sox scored six runs in the top of the third as both Eloy Jimenez and Zach Remillard hit two-run singles during that rally. And the White Sox beat the Angels 9-7. On the Angels' side of the ball, Shohei Ohtani went deep, his major league-leading 29th home run of the season. In interleague games today, Tampa jumped all over. Brandon Pfaadt just called up from Reno, and the Rays beat the Diamondbacks 6-1. Wander Franco had two hits and two runs batted in. Red Sox right-hander Brian Bayo took a no-hitter into the seventh inning against the Marlins at Fenway, but it was 0-0 because the Red Sox were getting shut down by Jesus Luzardo. And the Marlins ended up winning the game 2-0, scoring a couple of late runs, including a Jazz Chisholm homer. Toronto's Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit a two-run homer early, and it was good enough for the win as the Jays beat the Giants 2-1. Chris Bassitt set a career high with a dozen strikeouts for Toronto. Houston ripped St. Louis 14-0. Kyle Tucker homered and drove in five runs. Alex Bregman hit a grand slam. And in National League games, Pirates rookie Henry Davis had three hits and two runs batted in as Pittsburgh beat the Padres 5-4, finishing a three-game sweep. Milwaukee closer Devin Williams escaped a bases-loaded jam in the ninth as the Brewers held off the Mets 3-2. Kyle Schwarber hit the first pitch of the game for a homer, and Taijuan Walker won again as the Phillies beat the Cubs 3-1 at Wrigley. Walker, the former right here, allowed one run in six innings to get the win. And one game is going right now, and it's not competitive. Dodgers 14, Rockies 3 at Coors Field at the seventh inning stretch. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Tacoma, Salt Lake beats the Red Ears 9-4. We'll be back with more after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out.
At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Salt Lake beats Tacoma 9-4 is the final score, and the Bees scored early. Four runs in the first and cruised to the win from there. Weird to see Darren McCacken struggle with his control, but that's what happened today. Pretty much a rarity. Usually when he gives up a bunch of runs, it's because he gets hit. But today it was because he had trouble throwing strikes. So hopefully that's a one-off deal, and he'll be back to his usual self next time his turn comes in the Red Ears rotation. On the plus side, the Red Ears did hit two more homers, but they only had four hits in the game. But the homers are still flying. That is eight straight games with multiple homers for the Red Ears and 23 total home runs in the last eight games for Tacoma. And today it was Zach DeLoach and Colin Moran who went deep, each a two-run shot. Couple PCL finals to pass along. Albuquerque beat El Paso 4-2. Same score at Sugarland. Oklahoma City 4, Sugarland 2. Sacramento doubled up Reno 8-4. And Round Rock leads at Las Vegas 9-6, going to the ninth inning at Las Vegas Ballpark. Well, tomorrow's game, I think it's going to be fun. We've got two real veterans going head-to-head. Great change-up artists. Tommy Malone on the mound for the Red Ears. Cesar Valdez for Salt Lake. First pitch is at 7:05. We'll start our pregame show at 6:55 tomorrow night right here on this stream. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Until tomorrow, once again, our final score today, Salt Lake Bees 9, Tacoma Rainiers 4. Have a great rest of your night.